Experts say you should focus on your agency's mission without getting distracted. John Desenberg is policy director at the Performance Institute and a former performance management leader at GSA.
We dealt with this at GSA, and I just a little advice on this, something I think that is important is, first of all, the mission of your organization is set in law. No one can change it except Congress. No political appointee can change the mission of your organization. I think that's something that we all have to remember. You know, number two, the end outcomes, the results for your organization, are largely dictated by the mission. So that's not going to change much. What changes is how you're going to get there. Just as Mark said, you have a different driver, someone different driving the car, but where you're ultimately headed is probably not going to change much. It's how you're going to get there.
Desenberg spoke at the Government Performance Summit Monday. Also there, Republican political advisor Mark Lampkin, who says distractions can put agency programs in the crosshairs of incoming political appointees.
I mean, just think about the specter of sequestration and just these across-the-board cuts. I mean, that has a certain impact on the psyche of workers, and so that's difficult. We're not automatons, we're not robots, but you certainly want to keep yourself focused and understand what the mission-critical nature is of what your business is and move forward. If you get distracted by what might happen, you're going to get off mission, which means that your program's even at greater risk because then you steer off course and you're doing something that then when whoever comes in, whether it's new Obama appointees or new Romney appointees, that they're going to see that you're off mission and that makes you more vulnerable.
But even as you try to focus on your agency's mission, Lampkin says that doesn't mean you should ignore the potential of new political leadership.
You want to make your programs more efficient and be collaborative across agencies, across subdivisions within your agency, and figure out, okay, is there a way that we can do our mission better? And I think that ought to be an integral what you do every single day, every month, every quarter, every year, because that's the thing that really starts to help. If there's a great notion that government's inefficient, then that's going to put more pressure on you. So what you've got to do as a career is to figure out, okay, how do we relieve that pressure? And one of the critical things is how do we make the dollar spent have a bigger bang for its buck, have produced greater outcomes? And I think always searching for that, whether it's now or in 5 years from now, that's something that's very important.
Making programs more efficient and proving their worth applies regardless of whether agencies get new political leaders. But if the top of your org chart does change, Desenberg says you should be prepared.
No matter who comes into office, where they come from, the world is much more data-oriented than it was even 5 or 6 or 7 years ago. And so I think you come to people with real data and real performance information, and you are a step ahead of the game. You can, and people, sure they can ignore the data, but I think that happens less and less. People ignore data at their own peril. So if you bring information to people, I don't care if it's a new 27-year-old punk from who knows where, whatever, that you can't ignore that stuff.
On top of that, Desenberg says agencies should fill their back pockets with ideas for cutting programs.
Proactive, 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 meaning come to the table with not only data and evidence of what's working, but also suggestions about activities that you may want to end. I think that gives you real legitimacy and real currency, especially with a Republican administration, to say, look, the evidence shows that delivering the services this way is not the best return on our investment. Talk in a language that they appreciate, that they understand. What's the highest return on the investment? Do you have ideas not just for starting new programs, but for ending programs that may not be effective or efficient? I think being proactive is your best bet.
Also, in the effort to gear up for possible new changes and program cuts, Desenberg says managers should prepare employees for the potential of changes to their daily responsibilities so they can avoid surprises down the road. In Washington, Ruben Gomez, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.